Today is Wednesday, July 30th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Intern Day. It's also National Avocado Day, National Mutt Day, as in a dog that is a mutt. It's National Raspberry Cake Day. I suppose any cake with raspberries will do, because I don't know of a recipe just for a raspberry cake. I feel like any cake could have raspberry added to it, and then you could call it a raspberry cake. Last but not least, it's National Chili Dog Day. Oh, crap. We had chili dogs for dinner 2 nights ago, so I guess we celebrated early. Because I make chili almost every week, even though Mark doesn't really love chili. I have a repertoire of things that I make fairly often. I like to use ground turkey because I can get the 99% lean. And I know some people are rolling their eyes, but it's much lower calorie. But a ground meat, there are only so many things you can do with it. I mean, you can make any kind of casserole you can think of, but casseroles are not typically low calorie either, so I don't normally do casseroles. So I can make spaghetti sauce, I can make chili, I can make lettuce wraps. I'm sure there are other things I can make, hamburgers, I could make a meatloaf that's pretty low calorie. But I feel like with ground meat, I have a little bit of limited options. But I buy that a lot because it's low calorie, and so my repertoire is like chili, spaghetti, lettuce wraps. I'll do hot dogs, but we always have leftover chili, so sometimes to spice it up, I will make a chili dog instead of a hot dog. I will do burgers. Sometimes I do fancier things, like I do steak. I recently have been doing pork roast. And I figured out a good way to sous vide that and get it to turn out good. I'll just have to see if I can replicate it. But regardless, all of that to say, I used leftover chili from what we had had a couple of days earlier on the hot dog to make it a chili dog. There you go. I'm trying to not... We bought food out a lot last week, and so I'm trying really to cook. I really want to buy food out tonight because I've had such a hard day at work, and not anything stressful. I didn't have a lot of meetings, but I had a lot of work that I had to do, a lot of thought that I had to put into it, and it was just a lot. So, all right, well, we already talked about the weekend and we don't have any contact. By the way, if you guys want to contact me, 479-221-9393, you can text that number and just, you know, send me a text message, or you can call that number and leave a voicemail message and I will play it on the show. I'm usually really quick to play things on the show. Seems like I got an email. Now I want to look, because it seems like I got an email that I was like, oh, I need to read this on the show, and I put a star by it or something. Auntie Scott said that he found a new home for the 3D printed frog. I think I already talked about that. I'm just looking here to see. I feel like there was something else. I don't know if I read this now, but anyway, I'm going to read it because I need content. So we do have contact. It is from Lamont Cranston. He says, I know I'm late with this, but I'm behind on my podcast. I recently lost my father and I've been dealing with trying to... I feel like I read this. I feel like I did read this on the show. So Lamont, I don't want to answer the same question twice. So he asked, but I will, because I don't remember for sure. So he basically says, since you travel often, do you buy travel insurance? And he says, the only time I've regretted making the purchase myself was in 2020, when travel just wasn't happening for most of us. And he says, the next time you get trapped in Newark, remember I'm just 20 minutes away. I can pick you up and have dinner or take you to a spa to relax or whatever. So I feel like I've already responded to this, but because I don't remember, just quickly, I sometimes do travel insurance, but it depends on how the spirit moves me. So, you know, sometimes it's really, and the only time, and you described it as maybe something, and I didn't know this existed, but is there a policy that you can buy on a yearly basis and for travel that covers all of your travel for that year? Because it sounded like, based on your email, that you were saying that you buy it yearly. And you said the only year that you regretted buying it was in 2020, whereas the only travel insurance I've ever seen, you know, being a guy who travels a lot and talked one time about wanting to look into becoming a travel agent, I should know more about this, but I didn't know that. The airline, when I purchase a plane ticket, at the end of the purchase, they usually say, do you want to add travel insurance to this? And so sometimes I'll think, this is a pretty expensive trip. I better put some travel insurance on this. And sometimes I'm like, you know, whatever. I'm using frequent flyer miles for this. I'm not going to. So it is really just hit or miss with me whether I do that. And the problem with insurance is you also have to have follow through, because technically my credit card covers refunds for things that I missed because of travel delays, you know, or travel expenses that are incurred that I don't get to make use of, like hotels, etc. Because Mark, you know, Mark's credit card is refunding him for the hotel that we missed in Edinburgh. And so I think mine would be as well, but I'm lazy. And so when you have travel insurance, you have to go and file a claim. And not to mention, I can't talk Big Fatty too many times on this show, but Big Fatty is the most organized. I imagine he loves filling out forms and doing things like that, because he is constantly filling out rebates and calling companies to, you know, just things that I just loathe doing. He is always doing this stuff. So if I were Big Fatty, I would have already created a list of, you know, all the expenses that I incurred because of the travel delay, printed it out on my credit card statement, printed out proof that there was a travel delay, put it all in a manila folder, manila envelope, and sent it along to the proper authorities. And Mark has done that, because Mark is more similar to Big Fatty in that way, that he's very organized. I'm not. And the thought of doing all of that just doesn't sound like fun at all. So I don't know. So all of that to say, I'm not even the type of person that will follow through and file a claim. And so I don't even know that it benefits me that much. Because will I file a claim? I suppose if it was expensive enough, I would. And I may still file a claim for that food tour that we missed, but I don't know. And yes, next time, we're never flying through Newark again. I'm almost positive I've already answered this, but I elaborated more in this one, so you guys got more information, at least. But if I'm in Newark again, which we probably won't be because we're never flying through that airport again, I will remember that you're there. So it's just been a pretty normal week. We have a little bit of drama going on with the watering situation in the front. I don't know why this year I'm having so much problems with the watering. Because for the past 2 years, my watering that I've set up has worked great. This year, I've had so many problems. I had to add more hosing to it because we added more plants. It had a leak. I had to fix the leak. The pressure was weird. I had to deal with, there were just all kinds of things. And then Mark comes in and he's like, oh, all the plants are droopy. I don't think the watering is working. And it was already like 9 o'clock in the evening. So I was like, well, I'll have to deal with it tomorrow. But you know, he kept going in and out. So I knew that he wanted me to look at it. So I went out. I still don't know what was wrong, but I just manually turned on the water so that the plants would get some water. And I still need to check it today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.